Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This next segment is, in fact, about farting.
Nice.
Apparently, this boyfriend gave his girlfriend a congratulations cake after she finally farted in front of him. It took her 3 years. Says here, one couple from Queensland in Australia recently celebrated a rather different occasion, the first fart. After 3 years of being together, Ryan McErland's girlfriend, who cares, finally farted in front of him. Ryan was so proud of his partner that he decided to congratulate her by getting her a fancy cake with a sweet message written in the icing at the top. It says, took you 3 years. Congratulations for finally farting. It's kind of cute. It says here, a month after they started dating, Ryan and Kaylee made a pact that if dental nurse ever farted in front of him, he would buy her a sweet treat. Okay. Anyway, so she said, she wasn't going to do that. I want to hear from people because me and Will were discussing before the show awkward firsts between couples, whether it be a bathroom experience. Maybe you ate Indian food and you got diarrhea and you're in quarantine with this person. You can't leave. There's no other bathroom you can get to. You know, that first experience is probably a little bit scary. Maybe your first time passing gas, trying to think about other things. Maybe if you're like one of those perfect chicks who always looks great and has lots of makeup on, maybe the first time your partner sees you without makeup, it's never a problem for me. I can only impress because I look so bad all the time.
Expectations are low.
Very, very low. So that's good. That's in my favor. But we want to hear from you. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Do you think that flatulence, do you think that ruins the romance? Because, like, when you think about bathroom stuff, it's literally on the polar opposite feeling of feeling sexual desire. Like, bathroom stuff is gross and funny. Sexual desire is hot and somewhat serious. Like, when you're really pining for someone. Like, I'm not in the mood to laugh when I'm feeling aroused. Like, I want to get to business. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So it's literally on the opposite side of that spectrum. So if you're the person that you're meant to be having sex with and you see as like some sort of, you know, a sexual being, does that kind of get ruined when, you know, they're farting and they're taking dukes? And
yeah, dude. I told you my secret. I live in a tiny little box. I don't know what the square footage is, but I don't even have a living room in my apartment. I have a kitchen, an entranceway, a bedroom, and a bathroom. That's all that I have. It's probably not much bigger than 350, 400 square feet.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. And, you know, the bathroom is right next to the bedroom.
Ah.
And sometimes, you know, every once in a blue moon, I manage to get a woman to stay the night with me. And, you know, in the morning, it's just things happen, and I just fart in the morning. I can't help it.
Do you turn on the faucet? Do you turn on the shower?
You turn on the faucet. That is a key. But even more than that is there's a tip so you don't make a loud fart sound, which is you take your butt cheeks and you open your anal lips, and you don't let the sound reverberate off your cheeks. So you can fart, and it just... It's violent, silent.
You have to pull very hard, right?
You gotta pull pretty hard.
Okay.
You have to open your cheeks. Yeah, you gotta make sure your cheeks are totally split. And that's a key. That's what I do. Also, the spray that people use to cover up the Glade, the Glade air freshener.
Yeah.
Forget it. That does not work. You need to get matches. Wood matches with the green tips on them. Whatever reason, that gets rid of farts way better.
And you just throw that in the toilet, or?
Yeah, or I usually just, like, let it burn for a little bit, get the wood smoke in there, and then you kind of put it out, run it under the sink, and then you throw it in the garbage.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but that is a tip, fellas. Feel free to use that one. Just spread your lips of your anus and let the air just pass right through. That works.
When you walk into a room and it smells like Febreze, like, you know, some dirty stuff went down in there.
Yeah, it just smells like someone dumped potpourri on a turd. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't work. It's not effective at all. That the Snoozy McGee, the lady that I work with, I finally had to train her. Years and years of this in the office I work at. Mm-hmm. During the day, it's a house front.
Yeah.
So it's set up just like there's bedrooms, but those are the offices. And I'm out kind of like in the living room reception area. They have a bathroom, which is next to her office. That's the ladies' room. And then the guys have a downstairs, you know, bathroom. Mm-hmm. And she, for whatever reason, got it in her head years ago that when you make boom booms, you just spray the Glade and then leave the door open to let it air out.
Maybe if you're alone.
Let it distribute. But not even then. I mean, close the door, and eventually it will dissipate, on the ground. But her logic is, well, I'll get fresh air in there. But then it just smells like boom boom covered with potpourri
all over the house. Yeah.
And you can taste it on your tongue.
Ew!
That potpourri spray. And the particles of poo-poo are just, you know,
you come
on your tongue.
Stink like that?
Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah, Snoozy McGee does.
Your poop mouth.
Yep.
Poop out of your mouth.
And finally I go, all right, I got to train this lady. She doesn't know how to use the bathroom correctly. So finally after, 7 years of smelling her turds, I go, all right, I'm going to do this. So I would just go and shut the door every time she made boom booms. And the first couple times, she would come out and go, oh, how did this get open? I would hear her, and then she would open it, and I wouldn't say anything, but she would walk back away, and then I would go close it again.
Uh-huh.
Finally, after about 3 months, she finally got the hint.
Ah, you trained
her. And started shutting the door.
You had a trainer, like a dog.
Yes.
Yeah. 727-579-1025. I want to hear from people if, like, you made any pacts or agreements with your partner and say, okay. Like, obviously, you don't talk about it, like, 1 month, 2 months in, but say, you know, 6 months in, you're starting to get a little comfortable. You go, you're making jokes about farting. Maybe you're not farting, but you're making jokes about farting, which maybe you don't even do at the beginning of your relationship. Do you have a discussion about what is allowed and what's not allowed? Because usually I feel like now that we're living in this this time of gender equality, and maybe you're in a homosexual relationship, whatever the case may be, but for heterosexual people, usually the guy's grosser, right? The guy can get away with the farts and the poops, and that's fine. But if a girl does it, it's like, what the hell?
I wonder now,
since the tide is somewhat changing, do the ladies feel like, hey, if you can do that in front of me, then I should be able to do this in front of you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I try not to do it in front of ladies.
But you don't have, like, a girlfriend, though.
I know, but even when I did, I tried not to. I would do my best to try to shield them from the fact that I was doing those things. Obviously, they knew it. And sometimes it slipped. Like, sometimes one just lets, a bubble pops out.
We have a buddy who was, like, farting on date three.
Well, he's got some sort of, he went to India and, like, ate the food, street food, and got some sort of, like, C. diff or something. Yeah, so he's messed up on his bowel. He's just like, I can't help it.
And he told us about this date, this woman is now his girlfriend, but at the time it was just like date three, and they were out, like, getting, like, grilled cheese somewhere outside, and he just, like, started farting.
And she was like, are you farting right now? And he went, yeah. Went, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know why guys get slack for that. I don't think you should do that. I know that he's, different because he has a condition, obviously, but I don't know. Try a little harder. I mean, especially if it's a girl you're trying to court.
I know. I know a lot of guys do, and I see it on Barstool. And I just said the F word.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, Anna. How dare you?
My bad. It just slipped out like a fart. 727-579-1025. But they just let it go. They just let it rip. There's this one on Barstool that was so good. He was trying to get this girl out of his car, and she was just kind of like, bye, see you later. And then she closes the door, and he goes, finally. And then he just lets it go.
I have that bookmarked, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you remember if he curses in it, though?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
I don't think he does. I think he just goes, finally, and then he just lets it go.
Okay. Let me...
I'm going to take this call. There's some calls. Okay. Find it. Hello. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Anna, Will, this is Enrique. Great to speak with you guys.
Enrique, sounds like a new caller. What's going on, man?
I have an alias. You are the Hebrew hottie. You're my favorite young lady.
That's not your real name. Okay, thank you so much. What would you like to discuss?
Will, you are exactly correct. I know about the, let's just say, the spread technique.
Yes.
It is exactly correct.
Uh-huh.
It is discreet. It is silent. It is stealthy and effective.
Mm.
Additionally, just so everybody knows, bathroom time, regardless of whether you're in a relationship 1, 2, 3 months or 30 years, bathroom time is private.
Okay.
What goes on in there is private. It's one at a time, one person. Take care of yourself accordingly. Be mindful of the other persons in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And don't walk in when the door's closed. And don't invite people in while you're in there.
It's, right.
They get about 6 minutes of quiet time.
Yeah.
Use.
I agree.
Don't be gross.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I'm not about letting it fly in front of a significant other either. I like to keep, like you said, some things are just meant to be for you and you alone.
Indeed. Anna, you are, God, you are so goddamn hot. I love listening to you every night.
What? Bye-bye. Thank you.
I had, I was dating this girl for a while ago, and she had this, like, I was staying at her house, and she had, like, another bathroom that was, like, off in the cut in, like, a room that was way off on the other side of the bedroom.
Nice.
And I had to make. And it was too new. I didn't want to use her bathroom, so I went to the other side of the house, and I didn't know anybody else was there. I had no idea. So I'm kind of just using the bathroom, you know, doing my thing. And I don't know about you. When you wipe your butt, what's your strategy? Are you a sitting
wiper? No, you got to stand.
You're a stander.
Stand.
I am too. Also, let me ask you this, because I had this discussion the other day. Do you prepare to wipe? Meaning, do you unroll the toilet paper and then, like, get your sheets ready to go and fold it? Do you fold it over your hand?
As opposed to what?
I've heard some people that don't do that, don't prepare, and they just crumple and then use the crumple toilet paper.
I definitely don't. I don't need to wrap it on the back side of my hand. That seems like wasted paper.
How many squares do you use?
I don't know. Okay. I crumple.
Oh, you're a crumpler?
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I fold. I have like a square that's folded. If it's cheaper toilet paper, it's 6 squares.
Oh, I don't
If it's, I do.
Rip and pull.
Oh, I'm very neurotic about
okay.
it. I have a ritual.
I got you.
And if it's a good toilet paper, 4.
Okay,
we'll
nice.
Do the trick.
Okay.
So, and then you stand. A lot of people, some people just, my buddy crumples and then sits and kind of just goes underneath and... Does that? It sits down. A lot of people do that. I don't know.
I don't. Those people are animals.
Well, any hooser. So I am just destroying this girl's bathroom. And I didn't know anybody else was there. So I just finished up. It was, you know, I'm like, okay, time to clean up. And I'm standing and I'm going to wipe my butt. And her sister just opens the door. And I'm like hunched over, just like, no, please, God.
It's like just... in terms of like the frame shots of like the worst moment they could walk in, was it the worst
it was
moment?
Bad.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, you're kind of, I'm just hunched over standing and just the toilet paper is about to enter my region that needs to be cleaned. So
can this person see your wang?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, I usually take off. I'm a nude pooper. I gotta be totally nude. Generally, I don't like to.
You don't
I
even have like a shirt on.
No. Yeah. I'm afraid to use the shirt because I'm my
you
biggest
don't want it to
nightmare.
Get caught or...
I'm afraid it's gonna get caught
I
and then
you.
I'm gonna get dookie on my shirt.
Yeah.
So I don't wanna wear a shirt either. And same thing with the pants. Like sometimes things just fall out. Sometimes. And...
So you take the pants and the underwears completely off.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. If I'm at somebody's house. I'll usually leave the pants around the ankles because I don't, like, if somebody came in, I don't want them to be like, why were you, like, completely nude?
Yeah.
I just don't want to have that discussion. I feel like I could and be like, oh, it's a comfort thing for me.
Yeah, but you
know,
don't
whatever.
Even, I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm at work or at, you know, I'll leave the pants around the ankles. But usually at home, completely nude.
Okay.
Completely nude just to make sure I get a proper cleanup.
Yeah, I got you.
And it was, I could never look at that sister in the eyes again. Ever,
nor could she look at you.
Yeah, it was weird. Like,
did you just break up with the sister just so you didn't have to see her sister?
No, was it? But we didn't last too much longer after that.
Thank
I wonder
God.
If that was part of the reason.
It all worked out for the best. It all worked out for the best.